Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A very warm welcome. This is The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. And you are listening to the program, The Last Savior, which is about the Imam of Time, Imam al-Zamana, Jalla Hatala Faraja. And in this program, we give you more and more information about the Imam of Time. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, the one who dies and is ignorant about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. And the hadith that we discussed in the beginning of the program is also from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Well, to explore more on the topic of Mahdaviyat, we have a special guest in the studio, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you have been discussing about Sufyani with us in the previous episode. We also talked about Dajjal earlier. And we said Dajjal is not among the definite signs of the reappearance. However, about Sufyani, it said that it's a definite sign of reappearance. So we were talking about Sufyani that in some hadith it was mentioned that Sufyani is going to be very terrible, like there's going to be a lot of bloodshed. Even people are, when they're going to walk, they're going to walk over the beheaded heads. So that's literally terrible. And definitely when we heard that, we want to look for a way out. And you said that Imam has also provided us a way out on that note. So we would like to get more educated.
Yeah, we talk about the nature of Sufyani and the description that has been given to us by Sufyani in the language of narrations. We said that narrations tells us that Sufyani has these three characteristics that we took those hints from the explanations from the treatment of Abu Sufyan that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said that the family of Abu Sufyan have these treatments, have these characteristics. So out of these characteristics, we gain three factors, and we said that this Sufyani should have all these factors as characteristics and traits of it. So to include Sufyani as one of the definite and inevitable signs of the arrival of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, it has been discussed again that the way that he will be killed and annihilated again will be by Imam alayhi salam, where in an area next to Medina and yeah, known as Bayda now exists. I mean, this Bayda, yes, is there. Again, we wanted to a little bit discuss the descriptions that Imam Ali alayhi salam gives about Sufyani, yes, at the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that Imam introduced him with almost 8 traits and 8 signs that we discussed them in our previous session, that his attack is massive and he will fill the earth the same way that the carpet is going to be put on the earth. He will fill the earth with the heads of the people who have been beheaded. So this merciless person is going to start from Levant or Sham and continue to go towards Iraq, and he will be like a very angry camel. And these are the characteristics, or let's say the signs that Imam Ali Salam describes this Sufyani with. So if, even if it is going to be a person or a movement.
Right.
And one more characteristic that was missing here is that the area that would be under his control is very vast.
Okay. Yeah. So these are some of the traits about Sufyani we learned from the narrations, and we'll also learn about the way out after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, O Master, I'll call out to you. O Light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Enlightening Waves of IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is with me here in the studio, and we're discussing about the traits of Sufyani in the Ahadith. So we discussed some of the traits in according to narrations, and you also said that in this bloodshed and in this cruelty, in this in mercilessness, there is a way out given by Imam. So
Well, we have been saying that Imam was describing Sufyani with these symbols.
Yeah.
But later on in the same sermon, in the sermon 138, Imam alayhi salam gives us four instructions in order to overcome this tyrant and oppressing rulers like Sufyani. How can we bring back security and safety to our society?
Yeah.
These are the instructions that Imam alayhi salam says. Imam says, فَأَلْزِمُ السَّنَنَ الْقَائِمَةِ. Imam says, be in step with the eternal traditions of Islam. Again, continues and the quite clear traces of Islam. وَالْعَهْدِ الْقَرِيبِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ بَاقِ النُّبُوَّةِ. And on the close covenant. So what is this close covenant? Imam alayhi salam says that keep the sunnahs, conducts and eternal teachings of Islam. Second, keep those clear signs and traces of Islam. Third, والعهد القريب, close covenant. What is this close covenant? Whatever the prophecy or prophethood has been continued with. So what is this ahd or covenant? This is imamate.
All right.
So, I mean, keep a step in the covenant of imamate. That is, keep, take hold of Imam of the time.
Pay allegiance to Imam
of the time. وَعْلَمُ أَنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ. And know that the shaitan, إِنَّمَا يَسْنِي لَكُمْ طُرُقَهُ لِتَتَّبُعُ عَقِبَهُ. Imam says that Satan tries to make it easy, its ways towards itself. It makes it, I mean, interesting for you to step towards it. But if you keep the sunan of Islam, the conducts and the covenant, the close covenant and the traces, the clear proofs of Islam, you will not go astray.
Yeah.
So these are the actually instructions that Imam alayhi salam tells us in the same sermon 138. Now I want to say that what happens at the end of the day? I mean, what would be the ending of Sufyani?
Fate of Sufyani.
How would be the falling of Sufyani?
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Las Xavier. Dr. Aliyah Lavi is with us. We are discussing about Sufyani, a definite sign of the reappearance of Imam. Well, we talked about the traits of Sufyani that were really terrible and horrible. And we also came to know about the way out and how to stay safe. What is going to be the fate of Sufyani?
Yeah, we said that Sufyani will be annihilated or be killed at the land of Baida next to Medina.
Yeah.
When he hears about the uprising of Imam or the revolution of Imam, he starts to go towards Medina in order to kill or, let's say, defeat Imam alayhi salam. But the earth will engulf him and all his troops in the area known as Baida. Some say that from that heavy troops of his, only four people are saved. That one of them goes back to Sufyani himself, one goes towards Mecca and informs the followers of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And both of these people, or some say two or some say four, and both of these two people, they don't have their heads in the right order. They have their heads towards their back.
Right.
So, I mean, all of them will be engulfed in this area, in this Baida. But again, so in case this movement is going to finish, there are some questions that comes to the minds of the questioners or listeners here. How come that this Sufyani becomes able to collect all these troops from different parts of Islamic Ummah?
Yes.
So this is a very key question.
Yeah.
Is it true the hypocrisy that he's doing? Through the
and you also said that using the satanic forces is going to make easy paths available, so people are going to get
astray very easily. Through these satanic powers, he's trying to actually deceive people to come towards him. People think that this is the some people think that this is the one that has been promised, and he's going to help him. Knowingly or unknowingly, some of them stand in front of Allah's proof on the earth. Then I want to say that there is a difference between these two people or movement, either Dajjal or Sufyani. Sufyani is known to be a Muslim, known as a Muslim movement, because based on some narrations that Sufyani, while he speaks, he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, while he doesn't have any belief in this Rabb that he's mentioning or talking about. But again, in Dajjal, we don't have such things. We have, as we said earlier, this person has nothing to do with Islam.
Right.
So this Sufyani could be, this is a personal interpretation, could be a person or, let's say, a movement in Islamic Ummah that deceives the Islamic Ummah, the Muslims, under the name of Islam in order to make chaos in Islamic Ummah.
Yeah.
For the benefit of whom? For the benefit of Dajjal, who is outside the Islamic Ummah. And Dajjal and Sufyani are are interconnected to each other, one from out of Islamic Ummah, one inside the Islamic Ummah.
All right. So these people could be
the symbol of those deceived Muslims who accepted the hypocrisy or who were under the hypocritic treatment of this Sufyani and who joined him, and they will be, inshallah, finished by the Allah's power rather than Imam. But Sufyani himself, as the last person or as the last thing, will be killed and by the power of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
It seems that all the bad things are going to come to an end with the arrival of Imam. Allahumma ajil li waliyyika al-faraj. Thank you, Dr. Alavi. That was all the time we had for today's episode. And there seems to be an interesting relationship between Dajjal and Sufyani. Thanks.
May I add one sentence before? Yeah. I have these explanations of yours, but I want to add it, before your explanations. Sister will add it there. So out of these sessions that we had about Dajjal and Sufyani, I want to say that Dajjal, either Dajjal or Sufyani, could be people, could be persons. But our investigations, our study shows that they could be movement. These studies are more in favor of being, movements rather than people, or that being phenomenon rather than being people or persons, or being hegemonic powers rather than. But one is inside the Islamic Ummah, which is Sufyani, and by the name of Islam, by the name of Allah, the Lord. He claims to be a Muslim. They show this movement to be a quite Islamic movement or religious oriented.
Right.
But the other one is not going to show off in Islamic or show up any anything in the favor of being a religious movement rather than being, for example, something from. It is proud of its materialistic or capitalistic power rather than being a religious power.
Right.
So these two, one out of hypocrisy and the second out of frightening people, they are trying to collect all their powers, all their powers to stand what? In front of Allah. يُرِيدُنَ الْيُطْفُ نُورَ اللَّهِ بَعْفُوَهِمْ. They want to suffocate the light of Allah by their mouths, but they are nothing in front of Allah's power.
Right.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires to have his proof, his khalifa, his vicegerent on the scene of the earth, Allah will definitely make this.
Right.
Allah will definitely make it. And no one can stand in front of Allah's will and power.
Inshallah. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi. Thank you, dear listeners. That was all the time we had for today. Thank you for joining in. Until another episode, take good care and keep listening to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun? Where